This green and white house at 632 Dumaine Street is called Madame John's Legacy and is one of the older buildings in the city. This is what many homes in French-era New Orleans looked like, completely different from the Spanish and American-era buildings around it. As mentioned earlier, a French colonial house is usually constructed of an above-ground basement on the bottom, used for storage or rented out for a business, and a wood-clad residence in the upstairs. This one is part of the Louisiana State Museum system, and admission is free. It's not a house museum, so you won't see furniture from the period, though you can find that kind of museum on offer at the Gallier House, the Herman Grima House, 1850 House in Jackson Square, or the Beauregard Kais House a bit further along our route. This museum focuses on the architecture of the house and on a display of archaeological materials from it and from surrounding sites, with other shows installed periodically. As much as Madame John's Legacy looks the part of the French era, it isn't from that time. It was built in 1788, immediately after the first fire, although it may have included elements from a pre-existing building. The name Madame John's Legacy is a reference to a short story by George Washington Cable, a writer in the late 19th century who took Creole life as his frequent subject. He wrote a story called Tite Poulette about a mixed-race woman, Madame John, who received a house as an inheritance, a legacy, from her unmarried, long-term white partner. Cable's stories drove some early tourism to New Orleans, and another local writer of the time, Lafcadio Hearn, wrote a guide to the locations described in Cable's works. He attributed Tite Poulette to this house. The fact that the official name of a state museum can come from a speculation about the location of fictional events speaks to how much the French Quarter's reality is intermingled with storytelling. From here, continue slightly down the block to Voodoo Authentica on your right.